Imagine this. You're standing in the middle of a crumbling fortress. Walls you built for protection now block your escape. The enemies you feared are still outside. But now, so are your allies. So are the opportunities. So is the future. You realize the walls that kept you safe are the same walls keeping you trapped.
You are listening to The Mammoth in the Room, a podcast dedicated to sharing science-backed leadership strategies for real-world success.
Welcome back to The Mammoth in the Room, where we explore leadership lessons that stand the test of time. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, CEO of Mammoth Leadership Sciences. Today, we conclude our special three-part miniseries, Tariffs and Tribalism, Hidden Forces Behind Global Economic Slowdowns. And trust me, you'll absolutely want to stick with me until the end today because we're tackling the ultimate leadership challenge. How do you move beyond retaliation, beyond rivalry, and actually evolve leadership to meet the demands of an interconnected world? Let's dive in. Look, here's the raw truth. Ancient instincts wired us for protection and revenge, but they didn't wire us well for global, and I mean truly global, world-spreading cooperation. But in today's world, global cooperation isn't just nice, it's a survival skill. Robert Axelrod's famous work, The Evolution of Cooperation, 1984, and again we have the literature in the show notes, showed that across countless simulated environments, groups that learned to cooperate consistently out-competed groups that fought endlessly. Why? Because cooperation multiplies strength, while conflict drains it. Modern leadership requires outgrowing some of the strongest, oldest impulses evolution gave us. Not ignoring them, not pretending they don't exist, but recognizing them and leading smarter because of them. Stick with me until the end because I'll share concrete strategies you can start using today to lead with this evolved mindset. First, let's bring it to life with two vivid real-world cases. Case number one, US-China trade war and the Phase One deal. You know the story. In 2018, the US launched a wave of tariffs against China, accusing it of unfair trade practices. China retaliated immediately. Billions in goods were taxed. Markets reeled. Manufacturing hubs wobbled. Farmers lost global buyers. It was a classic escalation trap. Primal tit for tat playing out between global superpowers. Both sides hurt. Neither side won. But by early 2020, something shifted. Facing mounting economic costs and perhaps even graver political risks, leaders on both sides pivoted. Enter the Phase One agreement. Some tariffs were rolled back. China pledged to buy more US goods. Commitments were made on intellectual property protections. Was it perfect? No. But it was a crucial step in recognizing that mutually assured economic destruction wasn't a smart outcome. It marked an evolution in approach from primal escalation to strategic recalibration. Lesson? Well, leaders who can cool tribal instincts and seek practical cooperation even after conflict win longer games. And then case two, the Marshall Plan and post-war global prosperity. Now, let's step back in time into the rubble of post-World War II in Europe. The instinct after World War II could have been vengeance. Crush the defeated, close markets, protect domestic industries at all costs. But visionary leaders, especially in the US, made a radical choice. Extend aid to rebuild Europe, including former enemies. Lower trade barriers through the creation of the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, in short, GATT. Invest in a global order built on shared prosperity. The Marshall Plan didn't just lift economies, it rebuilt trust. It fostered alliances that endured for generations. And it triggered one of the longest periods of economic growth in human history. This wasn't primitive leadership, this was evolved leadership, leading not from fear or revenge, but from long-term vision. And today's world desperately needs more of it. So how can you lead beyond the trade war or competitive war instinct? If you want to be the kind of leader who wins in today's world, not just survives, here are three essential leadership strategies to take forward. First, lead with long-term vision, not short-term emotion. When fear spikes, tariffs rise, rivals boost, markets tremble, it's easy to react. It's harder and smarter to ask, where do we want to be in 5 years? In 10? Leaders who keep their eyes on a long game outlast those trapped in short-term scorekeeping. Think chess, not checkers. Trade wars make noise. Coalitions make history. Number two, turn them into us. Evolution wired us to favor our in-group and distrust outsiders. But the best leaders redefine the in-group, make the in-group bigger. After World War II, Americans were asked to think of Germans and Japanese not as eternal enemies, but as future partners. It worked. It took its time, but it worked. Today's leaders must do the same. Expand the circle. Shift from us versus them to us building together. It's not naive, it's strategic. Because an expanded us creates networks that resist future conflict. And then three, invest in trust. It pays dividends. Trust isn't soft, it's a hard currency. Studies show that high trust societies grow faster, innovate better, and recover from crises stronger. In leadership terms, honor your deals. Communicate transparently. Allow your partners and allies to save face, even when you win. I'm always amazed by these political races where at the end, the one who won humiliates the one who lost. I told you so. This is so senseless. Every time you invest in trust, you're building an immune system against future escalation. You're forging bonds that outlast short-term turbulence. Smart leaders know a handshake built on trust is stronger than a 200-page contract document or a tariff wall built on fear. All right, let's bring this full circle. The future belongs to the bridge builders. Protection is ancient, revenge is ancient, retaliation is ancient. But cooperation, strategic, global, scalable cooperation, that's our evolutionary superpower. Great leaders don't just react to threats, they rise above them. They build futures and bridges where others see only fear. Because the leaders who will shape the next era aren't the loudest, they're the wisest. They're the ones who know that walls crumble, but bridges endure. And when the history of this era is written, it won't celebrate those who fought the fiercest trade wars. It will celebrate those who led their tribes beyond them. Okay, let's do a quick wrap-up. And congrats if you stayed with me through all three episodes. What have we learned in this mini-series? Well, in summary, you now understand the ancient instincts that secretly drive modern economic conflict in industries, across countries, and how to lead smarter through them. In episode 1, we explored the instinct to protect, why fear triggers trade walls and how it backfires when left unchecked. In episode 2, we uncovered primal reciprocity, how retaliation hijacks smart strategy and traps leader in cycles of revenge. And today in episode 3, we discovered how evolved leadership through vision, cooperation, and trust is the true path to lasting prosperity. Because while ancient instincts still whisper in every crisis, modern leadership means hearing them, but choosing a better way. All right, this was it again for today. If you found this series valuable, please subscribe, rate, and share with anyone who's passionate about leadership and strategic thinking. And if you want to go deeper, check out my book, The Mammoth in the Room. It's a practical guide for how leaders and teams can embrace evolutionary truths to drive outstanding business results across people, strategy, and implementation. Until then, lead wisely, think critically, and use your knowledge about evolutionary instincts to upscale your modern leadership. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, and this is The Mammoth in the Room.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy this content, don't forget to subscribe. I'll see you on the next episode of The Mammoth in the Room.